Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales, and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages.
Hello, hello. I wish I had a song for you to start off or end the year, but I don't. Maybe that's a goal for 2023. But today is a fun episode because we are, well, first of all, you know who I am, Natalie, and I'm here with my awesome co-host, Vera.
Hello.
And we just wanted to do a little wrap up for 2022, which it feels like it's a continuation of 2020, 2021, and somehow we're getting better. I hope so. At least I felt like this year was a little easier.
It was calmer, definitely. I mean, there were still some weird scares with, like, suddenly there's monkeypox and, you know, I don't know. I mean, I still have family members that suffered through COVID even just recently. So it's still out there.
Yeah.
But in general, it was calmer. And also, I don't know about you, but I didn't feel like this year was just zoomed by.
Yeah.
It kind of went in a very nice pace.
Yeah, I felt like it didn't... the last couple of years felt like they were meshed together. This year kind of felt a little bit more normal, whatever that means, the new normal, but I agree.
But it didn't feel fast, right? It's not like I woke up and all of a sudden I'm like, what? It's the end of the year. No, maybe it's because we did have such a meshing of the years that we took, I don't know, like note of each month and each day and what we were doing. So... And we were able to go outside freely.
I agree. It's like, I think more, at least in my side, I think I've noticed most of us have become a little bit more mindful when it comes to getting together for holidays or just taking advantage of, you know, public settings and how you appreciate certain things that we took for granted prior to COVID. Mm-hmm. So just kind of like getting out and about and, you know, seeing my husband do his stand-up comedy, which is...
Amazing.
It's so funny to call him a comic. I mean, he's always been a comic in my life, but like to really see him doing comedy at the Comedy Store or like the Hollywood Improv.
That's so cool. Just like iconic.
But that was like a huge fear that I had to get over of like, oh, I have to be back in public with people. I have to like allow myself to enjoy sitting next to someone or, you know, strangers again. So it's been an interesting year for sure. But I wanted to ask you that question that we tend to do at the end of the year is what you're reflecting on, what you're grateful for, and maybe some fumbles. Like I've been seeing a lot of funny memes of things that I'm just happy it wasn't me.
Yeah. I am reflecting on the, like when I actually sat down to think about it, I realized like, wow, it was a really beautiful year. I mean, there was a lot of ups and downs, but I'm someone, as those of you listening already kind of get, I think that life is all about experiencing every emotion. And sometimes those emotions are hard and difficult and there's grieving and then there's elatement and bliss, but it's all part of like being alive. And I felt a lot of that this year. It was really interesting. And as far as fumbles, well, I just think still like there was elections this year. I don't know, the whole like Twitter and Elon and Trump coming back, but not coming back. I mean, America, please don't fumble. Like, I'm just like, I don't know what's going to happen there. But yeah, there's a lot of funky things that happened throughout the year. And I think it's also because like we came out of our homes and started interacting with each other again. And I think that people were so used to not being around people that it was weird, like weird fights would break out. And we used to use our words and we started using our fists. So that was, you know, a bit intense to deal with and horrible things, but also really funny things. Because of some of the fights, you realize that people are ridiculous and that we need to use our words. So, yeah, I don't know. It was a mishmash. You really nailed it when you said everything was kind of like squeezed together and we got some normality. But what is that even? What right. was normal and, before, to and be honest?
You just said it. It's like... the crazy comes out. I mean, we've been cooped up and it's so sad too. We're obviously, I don't want to make this a downer of an episode, but you know, you see these shootings, you see people's lives being taken. We see, feel people feeling freely to be as hateful as they think it's okay to be. So you're right. It's kind of those, like, how are we going to learn how to re-enter into a social setting, a normal, mm-hmm. normal setting. And the funny thing that I just saw recently was this meme. It's funny and it's sad, but it's so also like, okay, this is a reason why people need to learn about respecting other cultures. There was a meme of this lady walking up the, I'm forgetting which Mayan pyramid, and it was all over social media. But her, first of all, it's disrespectful for her to walk up it. It was this most places that you go to, you're not allowed to walk on these historic, you know, which, I don't know what you would call them, architectural
ruins.
Yeah. Just beautiful. And there's thousands of people around there. You know, this was somewhere in Latin America. And she decided to get a great moment for probably her boomerang or whatever. It walked up all the way.
It's always for some kind of social platform.
And everyone starts yelling güera, which most of the people know means white girl, but they're like, güera, like get down. Like, that's just not what you do. And she's dancing and doing her, and it's like, she's obviously knows she's not supposed to be up there. She did it anyways. But I just thought, like, once again, people trying to get that social media pic, not really understanding the cultural background and things that you should be aware of, you know, mm-hmm. before thinking that it's all an opportunity to post yourself in front of a picture.
Yeah, it's so true. But that's everywhere. There's just no respect for things that are, I don't want to say the word sacred, but just respect for people's things, for this other people's space and other people's beliefs and cultures. So you're right. Yeah, that's true. It's either for, I mean, I'm all about free speech, so people should speak their minds. But also I'm about tolerance, you know, and we, maybe it's just difficult for people to draw a line in the sand and say, when have I gone over and now I'm in disrespect world, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, now that it's the end of the year, I feel like it's crunch time for a lot of us, right? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, there's certain things that we're like, okay, I need this done before the end of the year, whether it's updating your will or getting a will or making sure you applied for the student loan. Cause we know there's so many constantly things that are happening within that as well. The student loan forgiveness and, you know, just kind of hopefully sitting down and reflecting on what needs to be done as opposed to just sitting down and writing down a list of things that you need to buy. Right. Because I know that's kind of what we see. I mean, whatever you're watching, whatever you're talking to people, it's, oh, with the sales, or, you know, when are you going to go take time to go shop, you know, take an outlet day of shopping. And I think it's kind of, you need to revert back to this time. It's like, where can I save? Where can I make conscious decision of what it is that I need done before the end of the year to be, you know, financially prepared, not just for us, but for our families and just, you know, what it is that we want to accomplish for the coming year. Right. I'm going to share my 2023 goal. I think, for the podcast, obviously we want to get more content out there and we've had some great guests. So I can't wait for people to hear those awesome episodes, but being able to get out and about again, like you and I, like it's been great that you get to do this virtually, but it's also like, oh, it's so much more fun when we're in the same room together. It's that whole element of feeling extremely authentic. And then being able to share this with others, getting back in the Savvy Traveler, being able to travel again, doing little events, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, do some live from some of the conferences coming up. But I think that's kind of part of the goal, is just to be able to bring this to the mass and be able to, you know, not just talk about showing representation, but providing that information that, mm-hmm. that people are asking, right? We get tons of questions. And I think that's really important to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So what's your goal for 2023?
2023 for me is really about hitting the road more. I want to see as many places as I can in the United States. I mean, I traveled Europe, Asia, Latin America. And then I'm like, what about my backyard? You know, I did a road trip when I was maybe 11 or 12, and I still have such incredible memories, but I want those memories as an adult again, you know? So I just want to get in the car with my husband and my two dogs and just, you know, travel across the country. So that's what I'm going to do next year. Sure. Ooh,
can we manifest this? You know, they say you put it out into the universe and say it out to people. I've been going back to Joshua Tree, as you've seen, like, I've been twice there this month, which I love. I'm even rocking my shirt today. But you and I should do a Savvy Trailer to Joshua Tree. Maybe beginning of the year, January, would be fun to do some episodes. They have this incredible amphitheater outdoors.
I saw the picture you posted on social. It's amazing.
It's beautiful. And I'm just like, how fun do they, I'm trying to figure out what kind of shows or, you know, presentations they do out there, but I'm like, how cool would that be to really take advantage of Mother Nature and be able to have, like you said, travel like we had planned originally pre-COVID. So
I know we were going to go all the way to Texas, even in Arizona for some shows, but everything got canceled. So it's cool. But, you know, for whatever reason, we had to stay home and really reflect. So yeah, I'm really excited though for the guests that we have coming up for 2023 as well. And also just touching upon what you said about people like really thinking about what, you know, they're planning their budget. Not to be ominous or anything like that, but the recession, times are still really weird. And some people are saying we might actually get out of the slump that we're in, but I don't know. I'm neither negative or positive about the situation. I just think that you need to be mindful and watchful of big ticket items, of also ticky tacky items, you know, like those $5 stores and stuff. If you don't need to go, just don't do it. And with the holidays around, it's always, you know, I know we buy things for our family members and then, you know, come January 1st, we're like, ooh, okay, well, that was that. Now I need to start saving up again. I'd say, you know, do it now.
I agree. You know, just what you just said, those tacky little things that people end up buying, or it's stuff that they'll throw away. You know, it's kind of the Univision segment I did was the three things you should have on your list for your Christmas shopping is, what is it you're going to, what are you going to make, right? Whether it's arts and crafts with kids or bake, what is it you're going to make for the family? So meaning you might bake some plates, maybe your favorite dish. And the third one is, what is it you're actually going to buy? But you're just right on. It's like, why start off the year with debt? It's not worth it. And being able to just kind of figure out like, what's meaningful. And I love how you always say you're about experiences. You're about spending time with someone. And I think that's really key. And I think sometimes people forget that because things seem so cheap, and usually they are, but it, you know, in the long run, it's like, why do we need to create more trash? Why do we need to?
It's like my aunt always says, she raised my mom. So she's like my grandmother. She's like, it's nice that you bring me things when you come over, but really, the fact that you just come over and have a cup of coffee with me, that's already more than I could ever ask for. And that's almost everyone. Connection and helping others feel, or making others feel alive and connected, that's like the biggest gift you could give. So think about that throughout the year, I would say. Make that part of your 2023 goal as well. Like, how can you make someone feel alive and connected?
I agree. And this coming year, I want people to really chime in, and we say it every year, like give yourself 20 minutes out of your day to learn to save about money. But I try to be optimistic, but I'm also a realist. And I know that inflation is real. We feel that, right? Many people are feeling that. We also see that the inflation rates it's going to go up more. You know, that's just what happens, right? It's part of the way our economy runs. And we are going to see a lot more layoffs. We're going to see a lot more people struggling. So trying to figure out what is the best plan for people, how they can figure out what resources are available in their community. I think that's really key. There's a really good, he's a YouTuber, he does a bunch of other stuff, but the minority, I want to call it the Minority Mindset Report or something, but I'm going blank on his name right now, but hopefully maybe we can get on as a guest. I just like the way he does break down some certain terms and things that are happening within this economy, because it's functionally another crash that's coming. And people always think that it happens like a bomb, like boom, here it is, right? And it's like, no, it gradually happens.
It's a slow boiling frog.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to refer back to my dad's, the way he refers to everything, because he's a plumber. He's been a plumber for about 30 something years. He's like, it's just like when something gets stuck in the drains, in the pipe, it's like it's built up, and eventually it'll either burst or it'll slowly ruin your life, basically, and not spend a lot of money. And I mean, that's one of the most expensive things when it comes to real estate, right? Is plumbing and electrical. So
yeah,
just kind of keep that in mind on what it is that you should be preparing. Cause I keep hearing a lot of people being so optimistic, which is, I get is it's helpful, but it's too optimistic that it's kind of like, now you're being naive that these things won't happen, because they will happen or have had already happened. So just kind of like, what can you do to prepare yourself for those rainy days that might be storms at times?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, I mean, stay tuned, everyone. We wish you a beautiful rest of the year, whatever, you know, days are remaining. Have fun with your families. And remember, it's not like there's like a wall and suddenly you jump over it and it's a new year. I mean, it is just, you know, time is a construct. We know that. But it's nice to be cozy during these times. And you don't need to have a lot of stuff around you to be cozy. You just need to have family, friends, or even if you have an online community, you know, yeah. Some people really love that and prefer that to talking in person. I think that there's so much love and connection that can happen. And so, yeah, from my part, I really appreciate always being able to be here, be with you, Natalie, and to all the listeners. Thanks for sticking around all this time. And please continue giving us feedback so we can bring on more guests and cover more topics.
Yes, we could celebrate the new year with our 7 years. What? So yes, stay tuned and wish you all a very financially savvy holidays, but more importantly, a prosperous new year.
So love it.
And the next one.
Bye. Bye. Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.